Holy shit, guys. I swear, CMOST, I live by this fucking shit, but the thing is, winners. If you sick, get you some CMOST and make this motherfucking tea. Because I just tried to make an episode and I couldn't even talk good. Like, my voice was all scratchy. My throat felt, I don't know, sore. But, oh my goodness, I was like, I'm gonna go make me some tea. And look now. I wish you could have heard how I sounded. Anyway, welcome to Spiritual Guide Things, episode number 38, maybe. And color my guys, I have not been feeling good. You guys already know if you've been listening to my episodes, but I think it's been like a week since I made a fucking podcast. But I've been wanting to get on here for talk with you guys and tell you guys all the stuff that's going on. But it's been hard, like really, really hard because I'm fucking sick. So we just gonna do them in one go. I could do all the different segments and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so it's gonna be all over the place. I hope you can keep up with me. So let's see, this weekend, where I could start. So you guys know I've been feeling sick for a couple weeks and I decided, you know, I'm gonna go get tested, okay? Because you know, my kids, they play football and my husband work, my older two kids all work, you know, they all leave the house, right? My two younger kids, they go to school. So I'm like, you know, that's the responsible thing for do is just find out if I get them. Because, you know, I would really hate for my family to be the reason, you know, they carry them and give them to somebody. I don't know. Like, even though we wouldn't really know, but still, I just wanted peace of mind. Yeah. So I did a rapid test. I go home. I get an email later on. They say, oh, your test results ready. So I go check. You're positive. Kind of knew I was. I was like, okay. I already knew I was. So, you know, I already talked to my husband, everything. He knew that I felt like I did have it, yeah? All right, let me take one zap of this. So, yeah, so I felt like I was. So I was like, okay, so, you know, let your boss know, you know, all this kind of stuff. So what are we going to do with the kids? We're going to keep them home for 10 days. And then my daughter and my son, they work together. So they called the boss. Well, she called the boss. And then the boss was like, okay, well, you've had it before, so you have antibodies, and you don't have symptoms of anything, right? And she's like, nope. She said, just wear a mask, and just you guys can still come. So my daughter was happy. So that happened. Well, fast forward to that evening, I'm working out. And so when I'm working out, I use my Apple Watch. It turns off your notifications. So when I was power working out, I got a notification. You know, all these notifications from like Instagram, all the kind of stuff, right? For the 45 minutes that I was working out. So it said I had email from the same kind. And it said 5 minutes ago. I like, wait, what? I seen that email already. So I just didn't check them anyway. And sure enough, was a different email. Was a second one from that same place. So I log in. And the team said my fucking account is negative. And I like, bro, what the you know? Fucking errors, right? Sorry, that's so irritating sounding. Sorry. So anyway, so I call them, right? Because I'm like, fuck this shit, you know? So I call them up. I like, okay, you know, this will happen. She said, oh, no, you're negative. It's a glitch. I apologize. You know, all this kind of stuff. This is what I'm submitting to the Utah Health, whatever department, that you're negative. Okay. And, I, you know, I was like asking her questions, though, because I'm like, bro, does this happen very often? She's like, no. But when she said that, girl, so I think she was fucking lying, okay? Hold on. You know when you get that feeling in your nose, like you gonna sneeze or something, so that you push out your nose? Did you know that's naturally something that you're supposed to do because it's an acupressure point? So when you feel like you could sneeze, you like push up on the bottom of your nose. I don't know if that makes sense. Like right above your Cupid's bow. And it keeps you from sneezing. Okay. So anyway. Oh shit. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze again. Okay, so yeah, I was just asking her questions, but I feel like she was lying to me, whatever. So I get off the phone, I'm just like fucking irritated, right? Because I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, I know what else I'd ask her. I told her, so is my false positive going to be counted towards people that actually have COVID, like that we're sharing, like as data? And she's like, no. I was like, I don't fucking believe this shit. Like, you get what I say? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's why they make it like the numbers is going up, but I don't know. Who knows? So anyway, I was just kind of irritated, but I was like, hey, well, I don't have it. Then after, you know, could tell his boss that he was like, see, this thing is so sketchy, you know, like, because he's like not about it. Like, he fucking thinks there's something going on. So anyways, he's like, okay, well, you can still come work because she's negative, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, cool. So then what happened? Sunday, I wake up, feel like, oh my goodness, right? I feel super, super sore. I have all kinds of symptoms now. So all this time I've been feeling sick, I haven't been having symptoms like wheezy or coughing, like small kind of nose stuff because allergies and my eyes was itchy, but like nothing else. Like I wasn't coughing. Sunday, I wake up after I take my test or that test, and now I have stuffy nose, boogers, I get fucking wheezy, I don't can breathe good, I'm coughing, I'm like, what the fuck? I have a fever, headache, I'm like, bro, what is going on? Like, all this time I wasn't having any symptoms, just feeling sick. Now it's all of the above, you know, and I get my fucking headache and all that kind of shit. I told Kamei, bro, I tell you what, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if they put freaking COVID in a damn Q-tip you shove up your fucking nose. Because now look at me. And he was like, yeah, that's fucking weird. So, that was Sunday. I was fucking miserable. Monday come. Kingston, he's getting ready for school, and I just hear him crying in the bathroom. I say, hey, what's the matter? He's like, oh, my head hurts so bad. I was thinking, oh, shit, that's how it starts. Because, you know, you get a headache and then the body aches and, you know, like fever, all that kind of stuff, right? And so I used to be a CNA. I mean, yeah, that's like the lowest nurse of them all. But, you know, I learned some stuff when I was with CNA when I was going to school. And I know that, you know, when your body is trying to fight an infection, it creates inflammation in the body. And like, you know, when you have the fever, your temperature goes up, all that kind of stuff, because it's trying to kill the invaders, right? And so it's like the inflammation is like a stress response, so it creates body aches and all that kind of stuff. So I know like that's what's going on with him, right? That's why he get all this stuff. So, you know, I give him a pain pill, then I tell him, hey, let me give you a Lomi, you know, see if you feel better. And he's like, yeah, but I gotta go to school. I'm like, no, you're not gonna go to school. Like, it's okay. So I give him a Lomi, all that kind of stuff with the oils. And then, you know, he was better, but you know, he still felt like shit. So I just let him sleep, right? Zion's fine. He's like, what? Are we going to be at school? Huh? I got messed up my streak. And all of. I'm like, I'm sorry, boy. Like, you're probably sick too with whatever Kingston has. Like, it's probably the flu because I tested negative. So he's like, well, I'm fine. I don't feel anything. All of that. I'm like, just wait. You know, you might. I'm not wishing it on him, you know. But you know what I say? Like, you never know, right? So he was like, okay. So he had a free day, you know, on Monday. So the whole day I was just nursing me and Kingston because we both was fucking sick. And then Tuesday come. Zion is fucking sick. And when he's sick, he's like, come in. He's like a fucking baby. Like Kingston, yeah, he was crying in the bathroom. But, you know, like that takes a lot for him to get to that point. Like Zion, every little thing. Oh, my God. So he's fucking in my room. He's like, I'm so sick. Oh, my body hurt. You know, all this shit. I'm like, see, I told you he's sick. Good thing you'd stay home yesterday. So, you know, I'll do the same thing for him. Give him a Lomi, all this kind of stuff. And whatever. Oh, wait. Back up to Monday. Okay, so Monday. It's still in my head, right? Like, am I positive? Am I negative? Like, what the fuck is this shit? So our family practitioner, like, I have his number, like, his actual number, because, like, he's kind of like a family friend now, you know, because we've had him for so many years. So I'm like, bro, I'm going to call him up, like, and tell him what happened and stuff. So I call him up, I tell him what happened, you know, with the testing. He's like, oh, you know, you don't do the, you know, rapid testing and shit's not, you know, accurate and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, I know. He was like, you should have just came to me. I'm like, but it was over the weekend. I never, like, wait. So he was like, but you're negative. It said negative, right? I said, well, I don't know. Like, said positive and negative, so I don't fucking know. So he's like, okay, I'm at the office right now. If you could come right now, I could see you because I'm booked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. So I went super, super early, and it worked out because the kids wasn't going to school, right? So I went, and then he seen me. I told him my symptoms, right? Like, all that kind of stuff. And then I was telling him, you know, about the Q-tip. I was like, bro, I swear to put the fucking COVID virus in the Q-tip. And he was like, no, they don't do that. I'm like, wow, you don't think it's so weird that now all of a sudden now I get this all these fucking symptoms? He was like, no, I don't think so, you know, whatever. But anyways, I think so. He was telling me I'm being a conspiracy theorist, and I was like, that's rude. Anyway, what? Okay, I'll come later. I'll go wait till dad comes home. So close my door. It's Wednesday now. My kids are better. Just so you guys know, I'm still fucking sick. I don't get it. Anyway, so it's for good to have you close my door. Fuck. Anyway, so what I was saying. I go, yeah, he tell me, you know what, you get the flu. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I get the flu. He's like, yeah, this is all symptoms of the flu. He said, but it is common to lose your taste and your sense of smell. He said, it is possible for you to lose your taste of your sense of taste and smell with the flu, the common cold, but it's more common when you have COVID. So he was like, you know, you have the flu, but if you lose your sense of taste and smell, then I'm going to say you probably have COVID and the rapid test was wrong. And I'm like, fuck. And he's like, so if that happens, just come in and get tested. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not paying $125 fucking dollars, you know? So, because yeah, my medical's not going to cover it because it's like not necessary. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, all right. I said, you know what? I'm not paying that. So if I do lose my sense of taste and smell, I'm just going to assume that I have it. Okay. Got Fluorona. So he was like, you don't, you have the flu, you're fine. Okay. So I go home. So yeah, nursing me and kicks it all day. Tuesday come, Zion is sick. I give him a Lomi. You know, I call the school. I tell them, you know, they're not coming again. And then she told me, oh yeah, the flu is going around. So it gave me more peace of mind. Like, okay, it's just the flu. So then we in the bathroom care. And I'm putting Vicks on them. So after I Lomi Zion, like, he felt so much better, you know. Because it's that inflammation. It's, yeah. So anyways, you know, I use, of course, my doTERRA oils and all that shit. So we go in the bathroom. And I just want to put Vicks on them, you know. Because, like, even though I use the oils, I don't know. Just something about Vicks. So I even get the Kleenex that has the Vicks in it. So you stick them up your nose and you smell Vicks the whole time. Well, no, I'm not. But anyway, okay. So we stay in the bathroom. I'm putting Vicks on them. So I rub it on this one, I rub them on this side, and then I realize I don't smell the Vicks. So I'm looking at the bottle, and the thing not expired. Like, smell the bottle, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't smell the Vicks. I'm like, it's gotta be old, because you know, I've had it for a while. I don't know. So I was thinking, fuck. So I grabbed some more. I put more on them both, right? And then they both making squinty eyes at me, like, oh, you know, like that. They don't get very good, like, oh. So I'm like, what? Zion's like, Mom, I think that's too much, Mom. I said, well, put your freaking shirt on. I was like, wait, you can smell it? Like, yeah, it's burning my eyes. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't smell it. And then King said, he put on his shirt. He's like, you got the Rona. And he fucking ran out of the bathroom. I'm like, oh, shit. Nah, I don't get the Rona. Like, I just went to the freaking doctor yesterday. I'm with a Rona. So we go into the kitchen. Because I'm like, okay, we're going to all drink CMOS tea, right? And so I stay making ours, right? So I always do them in like one line, right? So like everybody get their cup and then we put one scoop sea moss in each of the cups. Then put one scoop apple cider vinegar in each one, right? Honey, the lemon essential oil in each one. Okay. And put the hot water. I start drinking them. I like, all I taste is sweet. It's just sweet. I said, bro, I'm going to put fucking apple cider vinegar. So I'm going to put another spoon of apple cider vinegar. And Kingston is just staring at me, drinking his tea, looking at me like I'm stupid. I said, what? So I put the spoon. He said, Ma, you already put? I said, no, I think I forgot in mine. He goes, no, you didn't. I watched you. I said, well, I don't taste it. He said, because you got the Rona. I'm like, shut the fuck up. So I drank it again, which I should taste it. 2 tablespoons is a lot. I don't fucking taste it, girl. And I was like, fuck, I got the Rona. So I drank all my tea. And I take him a fuck up my throat too, because my throat was so scratchy after. But anyways, so that's how I kind of was like, okay, I must have the Rona. So on my story, I was talking about this whole thing, kind of, I think. And then I checked on it with my pendulum, because I'm not getting a fucking test. And my pendulum even said that I have the flu and I have Corona. So I'm calling it Flu-Rona. So yeah, your girl has Flu-Rona. And I'm documenting it on my story. And it's a highlight on my profile because I know a lot of people are very afraid of this. Yeah, it sucks. It doesn't feel the greatest, but it's nothing to be afraid of. Do you know what I mean? Right now, my dad has it. My mom has it. Hold on, I need to drink this tea. My dad's in the ICU. He is very overweight. I mean, I would say he's like 300 pounds, okay? And he does not take care of himself at all. He eats very poorly. He does all the bad things. He smokes. He has type 2 diabetes. He's got his prostate cancer, like all kinds of shit, okay, is wrong with him. He does nothing to take care of his blood sugar. Like, all that. I mean, he takes his medications and he thinks that's good enough. And it's like, no. That's like the people who think that you just go get vaccinated and you good. No, bitch. Work out. Eat better. So, anyways, he's in the ICU right now, guys. And, you know, I FaceTimed with him yesterday. It was scary because, you know, he's got tubes all over the fucking place. He told me he got a tube going up his nose that going to his stomach because he cannot eat food. And I'm like, bro, the only thing going up my nose is a motherfucking Kleenex, okay? Like, you need to start taking care of yourself. And if you guys don't know, that's how I really talk to my parents. Like, because, I don't know, that's how I talk to them. It's not out of disrespect. It's just, it's the truth, okay? Wait, I gotta drink more of this tea. I like drinking it when it's fucking hot and the tea is warm now. I don't like that. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, I was just like, bro, the only thing on my nose is this freaking Kleenex. And, you know, he laugh or whatever. But I was just like, bro, but I'm serious. You know, it's like, you have to take care of your health. Like, I expect you to, like, start doing some motherfucking yoga when you get out of there. And then my sister was telling, you know what, this would piss me off. So my sister was the one that took him to the ICU on Sunday. Because he couldn't breathe and all this kind of shit. My mom was trying to get him to go and he was cussing my mom out. So my sister went out and did it. Anyway, so I don't know what was going on over there. But anyways, so my sister was saying when she was taking him, my dad was like saying like, I don't think I'm going to come out of the hospital. Like, so, you know, you can have all my guns. Like telling her like, you know, like his will. I'm like, the fuck? Why is he like this? Holy shit, that was kind of weird. That was my first cough for the day. Probably because I'm talking too much. Okay, so anyways, I don't know, Eras, but I just hope that this is the wake-up call. I don't know how many fucking wake-up calls this fucker needs, okay? Because he had a heart attack before, then he found out he had, like, cancer, and then diabetes, and then now the COVID, you know what I mean? It's like, how many fucking kinds you need, ba? Anyway, so I think what I'm going to do is just be harder on him. And not give a fuck, you know? Because usually he gets really upset. He's a fucking double Sag, okay? Like, can you imagine telling a double Sag what to do? Oh, my God. But I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to be like, well, oh, you want a feeding tube up your fucking nose again. You want to piss through a fucking kind into a bag, yeah? You must love that shit. Yeah, this is me practicing. So, anyway. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's okay. He's being irritating on the phone and making jokes. So, that tells me he's doing okay. I gotta check on him today. I haven't. I've been laid the fuck out in bed, bah. Like, this headache was horrors. And you know what, too? It's my fault because water is disgusting to me. It tastes bitter. It's like bitter to me. I don't know why. Because I can drink water. I mean, I'm not the greatest at staying hydrated regularly, but I'm doing really shitty now because water doesn't even taste good to me. And all I want to drink is coconut water. I don't even know. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on with this whole situation with me being sick or whatever. So I'm not dying, but it don't feel very good. It feels like I'm dying, honestly, because sometimes my head is like, ugh. But I think it just has to do with the fact that I'm not really hydrating properly. And today is the first day that I felt like that for majority of the day. And it's also the first day where I stayed in fucking bed for a long, long time. I noticed the other days I was moving, you know, doing stuff, going here, doing that, whatever. Not outside, but, you know, just in my house in different areas. And when you stay still, I feel like, yeah, that's when shit goes downhill. So you gotta move, you know? Even if you don't feel like getting out of the bed or whatever, you just have to. Like, seriously, you gotta get the lymph going. That's why a lot of people stay in my DMs right now. And they're like, oh, I cannot believe you're working out. You fucking crazy. Like, how is that fucking crazy, but like, not, I'm not being mean when I say this. That's not crazy. This is what we need to be doing to get the lymph moving in our body, to get the pores opening so the things can come out. And like, this is what we have to do. So many people think like, oh, you just got to stay in bed. And to me, that just makes you worse. Like, I don't think that makes sense. That doesn't make sense in my brain. So, I mean, I do believe in taking breaks and all that kind of stuff. That's a thing. But if I feel like I have just a little bit of energy to do a workout, then I'm going to go do it, you know, because I mean, and even if I can't show up 100%, like I feel like last night I did not show up 100%. I probably showed up like 85%. But that's better than no percent of doing anything, right? So anyway, but everybody is like, oh, you crazy. I cannot believe you work out. Rest. You need to learn how to rest. You're sick because you need to rest. And it's like, this is 3% of my fucking day. Like, this is why I get so annoyed with people, because it's like, you think me working out 3% of my day means I'm not resting? Like, are you kidding me? Like, do you fucking hear yourselves? Anyways, but you know, some people, they just blessed. Like my girl Nikki, like she doesn't need workout. She looks amazing and she take care of herself in all the other ways. Like she eat good and all this kind of shit. And she's active in other ways. So like, I don't think everybody needs to work out, but if you're overweight like me, bah, you better work out. Okay, so that's going on with us, going on with that. So now, astrology shit. So Monday, we had the full moon in sidereal Pisces. Today is the fall equinox. And then we're going to have the Mercury retrograde coming up pretty soon. 1 degree of Libra, which is a very, very powerful degree, because it's the first degree. And, excuse me, sorry, my nose is itchy. I think I got to go put moisturizer, because, you know, I always like get Kleenex on my nose, so the thing is raw. Anyways, so letting go of disillusion, of confusion, of the bullshit story, self-sabotaging things that you keep telling yourself, or even the people in your life that are creating confusion, letting them go. And you're going to notice, like me, some of them are just going to take themselves out. Like they're going to fucking remove themselves. Okay. So that's how you're going to know these are the people that were creating some sort of confusion in your life. They were creating some type of blockage. And there needed to be that ending. Okay. And it's going to suck. It's going to hurt. This is a water sign. Okay. So you might be feeling really sensitive about this, whatever thing that's leaving. But you have to see that it has to happen. And I ain't going to fucking front. And I'm going to tell you guys what's going on right now with that shit. I'm going to share my dramas. So this is the third Pisces sun friend that has removed themselves from my life and hasn't said anything to me as to why. And I have no idea what the F I did. But I'm also not going to reach out and say, hey, what did I do? Because here's the thing. If they were truly a friend, they would have said something like, hey, what you just said right there was very hurtful. Like, why would you say that? You know what I mean? Like, have the fucking conversation. But I wasn't even worth that. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, was I ever really their friend? No. Like, were they ever really my friend? No. So I have to just let them go with blessings and try not to be hurt about it and try not to have animosity towards them. And just see it for what it is. Like we're going our separate paths. And I'm not going to lie, I started feeling that way about the one that did it to me today. And it sucked because we, at one point, were doing all the things together. Like we had a podcast together, a group podcast, and we did Beachbody together. And it was like, she was like the great, like I fucking thought she was going to be like my lifer, like forever. Like I would travel after all of this crazy, whatever the fuck's going on is over. I would travel to go and like visit her if she allowed me to, kind of a thing. Like, and I can't say that for very, very many people that I would like meet them in person. Not that I'm like stuck up, but it's just like, I don't know. Like I wouldn't do that for just anybody. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure you guys can relate. So anyways, it was really, really hurtful. But after I thought about like what's going on with astrology, it's like, well, that the release is happening and it's like the trash taking itself out, you know? And then it's also happening on the planet. Hi, honey. You don't have to be quiet. It's fine. So we have some coronal holes that are facing Earth right now. And so when that happens, it increases the solar wind speed and it also increases earthquakes and geomagnetic activity, right? So that's earthquakes and volcanoes. So we did see that. And this is when this happened, I was like, oh, I should have fucking podcasted. So they would have knew about it. But, there's a volcano in the Canary Islands that, you know, we used to watch when I was going to school, learning about this kind of stuff, because if it ever had a big one, and it's had one, like back in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, like almost every 100 years, it has a big, I don't know what you call it, like explosion, whatever, it erupts, and it can actually create a really big tidal wave that would hit like pretty much the east side of the east coast of the United States. So, dinner's ready. So anyway, but what happened was we were getting a swarm of very small earthquakes in that area, and there was an eruption, and it was a smaller one. Honestly, it's like the kind of eruption that you would want to see. So it wasn't like absolutely devastating or anything like that. It was almost like Mother Earth was going kind of easy on us, you know? So there is a lot of release in that way too. And you have to remember, this release is establishing balance, because that is the fall equinox, equal day, equal night. That's today. So, and happy birthday to my girlfriend, Samuana. It's her birthday today. And she is very balanced in my personal, I feel like whenever I talk to her, it's just like, she's so peaceful. She's so at balance. I just love her. She's so calm. Anyway, so, that's what's going on. Okay. So this release with the volcano, I feel like is really good for the earth, right? Because it's establishing balance, because we've been having a lot of earthquakes. If you guys haven't been paying attention, there's been a ton of big ones. So that's kind of what's going on with that. What else? Did I miss anything? The moon is going to move into the sign of Aries today. So if you're starting to feel a little bit more energized, like I definitely am, I was fucking laid the fuck out all day in bed. Like it was bad. You might be feeling an increase of energy, feeling a little bit better, feeling like you want to do things. Just don't be scrapping. Don't be getting into arguments. It's like you have to pick and choose your battles right now. And that's pretty much it, you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, it's 5:55. We're going to end this at 5:55, but mahalo for tuning in. And hopefully the next time I make a podcast, it's not like a week later and it's not all over the place.